we just got a new place, a new house, and it's cool, but it's forced me to think about things I never used to think about, and that's home protection. Like, that was never a concern for me when I lived with a bunch of dudes, you know what I mean? Like, because before I lived with my wife, all I had were, like, old comic books and Snapple jars I peed in. I was homeless. I lived under a bridge. No, but now I love my life, and I love our situation, you know, and I love my wife and my dogs, and I like them unraped and unkilled, you know? Like, that's working out for us. So I worry about home protection because things are getting scary, you know? But I know certain things about myself. I know I don't like guns because they're all loud and bullety. So I think for home protection, for me, I think I'm going to get a samurai sword. Because I just think being 6'6" and swinging a samurai sword, that's going to be a little bit of a deterrent to anybody who comes into my house. Like, think about it. You break into my house, you see me running down the hall with the fucking sword scraping the ceiling, just screaming at the top of my lungs, just like, "Rrr!" I think I'm going to have about a good 5 or 10 seconds where you'll be like, "Oh, fuck. Wrong house, man. I'm going to see what the neighbors have. This could only end badly." I think the only thing that makes that better is the fact that I sleep in the nude. Yes. Horrible visual if you're eating. I think it'll work in my favor. Because I think when somebody comes through my window, I'm going to be scared shitless, right? So my penis is going to rocket up inside my body. Make his new home up here in the chest cavity somewhere. And the guy's going to be like, "What the fuck? There's some giant dickless creature swinging a samurai sword. Holy shit, I'll never unsee this. I'm going to take out my eyes and fucking stomp on him. Make the bad man go away." I think there's one way to make that even better, and that's if I sleep wearing a baby mask. Yeah. The creepier, the better. Just like a weird, creepy baby head I have stuck to my mug, right? And then I have the samurai sword duct taped to my hands. So it is always go time. So somebody comes through my window and I'll just pop up and go, "What the fuck?" And he'll go, "You what the fuck?" It's like giant dickless baby swinging an ancient Japanese weapon. What kind of fucked up Pan's Labyrinth shit is this, man? Holy Christ.